Good morning, everybody. Happy Hump Day. Happy Mexican Independence Day. Now, we're getting a lot of requests, Greg, for you and I to do some gritos this morning on the show.
Yeah, we normally have a grito off.
Yeah, on Cinco de Mayo, though, normally.
Well, we do them both. We do Cinco de Mayo and we do Días de Reyes, but we're not in the studio right now, and I don't know about you, Benny, but I know my neighbor would hate me if I started doing gritos at 6:30 in the morning.
Would hate you? Let me say this. Your neighbor already hates you.
Yeah, true.
My neighbor is not a fan of me either. So if you and I, or should we just do this? I was going to say, we're going to do it at 8 o'clock because it is a little early. We don't want to wake up the whole neighborhood right now if we start doing loud gritos. But actually, should we just?
I think you should do it.
You can do it. I'm waiting until 8. That's my cutoff. He's going to kill me. I won't even grind. I can't even have coffee this morning because he's going to bitch that I'm grinding the coffee beans in the kitchen. And his bedroom's right directly above my. I'll do a secret. I mean, what do you call that?
A
whispering one.
No, you can't.
Hi.
No, baby. No, one volume. Volume 11. You got to get loud. Okay, that's weak. We're doing it at 8 o'clock then. Because we got to do it. We're a team. 8 o'clock then. All we'll do some gritos for you. And you can call in and give us your gritos. We'd love that as well.
Yeah, where you at, Hector? Yeah. Hector texted in this morning. I told him, bring it. And also, Sal, you're in the studio. Big Shot, you could do one right now. You have no sound limitations.
Sal, can you do a legit one? Because you are Mexican. You cannot let your folks down right now. Can you do a legit one?
I don't know if I'm in the right mindset right
now.
You
are in the right mindset. Give him a shot of tequila then. What mindset?
Sal, let's go. Come on. Cut that bed. I'm going to play this one. All right, let's go. Give me one.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Let's go.
That was horrible.
Oh my god. Let me hear you do better.
Mine was better and mine was whispering.
That was terrible.
Come on, Sal.
I told you I wasn't in the right mindset right now.
You better get in the right mindset for 8 o'clock, buddy.
All right, we're doing it. 8 o'clock, we'll do some gritos. Right now, let's do some Would You Rather Wednesdays, shall we? All right. Would you rather only hear one album for the rest of your life or only watch one TV series or movie?
Only watch one TV series, because I can watch the same. Like, I can watch The Golden Girls every single night, and I have been doing that for 20 years, so.
And that would be the series, Golden Girls?
Yeah, let's take that one. I mean, they're always funny. They're always trustworthy that I'm going to have a good time watching them.
Producer Art, what are you going with? One CD, one album, or one show?
Nah, I'm going to go with one show. Could be The Simpsons, maybe that's a classic. Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's enough episodes to watch forever.
Plus, if you get the right series, like if you get like Grey's Anatomy that's been on for 7,000 seasons, you have
7,000 episodes.
Yeah, you have so many. The Simpsons also falls into that category.
Or 90 Day Fiancé, they have like 34 spinoffs.
Would you rather let your partner choose every single movie you watch or pick every restaurant you eat at?
I don't care about movies, so he can pick all the movies he wants.
I'm definitely going to go opposite because Vanessa and I like pretty much all the same food, so she can choose the restaurants. She's definitely not choosing the movies we're watching. Yeah. She always picks a turd. She doesn't pick good ones.
At least you can sleep through a movie. You can't really sleep through dinner. And I'm a little bit more bougie in my old age, and I date guys who always want to go to like Applebee's, and it's just not my thing. I don't want to go to Applebee's.
Would you rather speak any language fluently, or have the ability to talk to animals?
Oh, have the ability to talk to animals.
Yeah, of course.
I would love to ask Callie what you do while no one's around. Can you imagine if Callie could tell me what you're up to?
I've been talking to my dog already for years. I'm still waiting for her to talk back to me. I would love to talk to her.
Oh, yes. I would love to talk to animals.
But then with my old dog, who I had for 14 years, so I had him from starting at 18 years old, so through those crazy years of your life, I'm like, could you imagine if this dog, Rocco, could talk? How much trouble he could get me into, or the things that he would say.
That's why I want to talk to the dog.
No.
Can you imagine? imagine if Vanessa could ask Callie what you're up to by yourself?
We would not have a dog. All right, Big Money Minute. We're set to play 10 questions worth $1,000. And, of course, if you've signed up at 997now.com, your phone could be ringing in the next 3 minutes. Stand by. We're playing next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
All right, and this time around, we're playing with Max in San Jose. What's up, Max? Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to take this $1,000? Can you do it? It's been a while since we've had a winner.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, Max, here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you can do that correctly, you're going to win the money. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Adore You and Watermelon Sugar. They're songs from which artist?
Harry Styles.
What is 30 divided by 6 plus 15?
18.
Spell miniature.
M-I-N-A-T-U-R-E-S.
What state is home to the original Hershey's factory?
Pennsylvania.
Freddy Krueger is the villain in what movie series?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
How many meters are in a kilometer?
20.
Who won more Super Bowls, Joe Montana or Steve Young?
Joe Montana.
Who starred in the movie version of The Da Vinci Code?
Tom Hanks.
Tim Cook is the CEO of what company?
Pat.
That's the last question. Take a guess. You eat them.
Three, two. Did you say it? Did you guess?
Nope.
Okay. We tried to help you out there.
I was waiting for your buzzer, Benny. You gave him like 20 seconds on that one.
Well, I didn't know if he said something and I didn't hear him, but he did not. So let's go through it, Max. Let's see how you did this morning.
All right. Let us see how you did. Sacramento, California, that is the capital. Harry Styles sings Watermelon Sugar and Adore You. 30 divided by 6 plus 15 is 20. Miniature. It's actually M-I-N-I-A-T-U-R-E. The original Hershey's factory is in Pennsylvania. Hey, you're the first person to ever get a villain in a horror movie question, right? It is Nightmare on Elm Street that Freddy Krueger stars in. There are 1,000 meters in a kilometer. Joe Montana won way more Super Bowls than Steve Young. You got that right. Tom Hanks starred in The Da Vinci Code. And Tim Cook, or as President Trump calls him, Tim Apple. He is the CEO of Apple.
All right, Max. No $1,000 this morning, man. But as always, we appreciate you listening. And have a fantastic day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
All right, so you might have seen this video going viral this week after a local TV station in Utah covered an anti-mask rally featuring some terrible insight from a child and literally one of the most jaw-dropping comments regarding the mask debate that we have heard thus far. Take a listen to this.
A passionate call for action in St. George. Several police officers on standby as many locals called concerns about coronavirus spikes overblown.
The flu kills more than coronavirus.
Others calling the virus a hoax or stating that asymptomatic carriers simply do not exist and they cannot be forced to wear masks anywhere as citizens of the United States.
When George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, I can't breathe, but we're being forced to wear it anyway.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, anything I would say at this point would get me fired, so I'm going to keep it moving.
I mean, these people are breathing the same air as us. You know what I'm saying? These are living people. They're here.
Living, but brain dead.
I mean, what goes through that child your head to even make a comment? And then, yeah, that poor child.
The child has no chance to grow up normal. Well, we know who they're voting for.
All right. Well, how about some funny when it comes to wearing the masks? So actor Paul Rudd, he filmed this new PSA to promote mask wearing. He pretends to be a millennial using all the lingo he can possibly cram into one video. Listen to Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. Get this. Apparently, a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. Masks? They're totally beasts. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it. Vibe check. Yes, queens like ourselves. We want to go to bars. We want to drink, hook up, do our TikToks. I get it. I'm not going to preach at you like some celebrity. Ugh. This is a combo where I talk and you shut up and wear your mask.
There it is.
Preach. I love all the lingo.
He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just literally saying every single word he's heard. By the way, Paul Rudd is 51 years old. He is not a millennial.
Yeah, Gen X.
And the mask, I mean, they really, you can do some fashionable things with a mask these days. I don't know why people have such a, you know, adverse reaction to them.
Well, look at Lady Gaga at the VMAs. You see all those masks she was wearing? They were super dope.
They were amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know you don't care about this, but the Real Housewives of New York had their reunion this week, and they have a socially distanced reunion, and they're rocking some really cool masks. Very fashionable.
So, over the weekend, Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, accidentally posted a nude picture to his IG. Naturally, it got a lot of attention. Most of it came from Greg.
Yeah. 90% of it came from me.
Well, Chris went on Tamron Hall yesterday to talk about the slip-up.
What happened, Chris?
Something happened this weekend?
How are you feeling?
It'll be an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans.
I mean, how's he feeling? Proud is how he's feeling.
Well, that's what I have some fantastic fans. That's what that means.
You have fantastic everything, honey. Oh, yeah.
He's getting lots of compliments. Art and I were talking before the show this morning. How much you want to bet that he probably has a movie coming out? This is just Hollywood's way of doing some promo. Yep. Like, he accidentally uploaded this.
I know. I know what could be a stand-in for a lot of it. Same size.
I will say I like the tweet that he sent out. He did say, now that I have your attention, get out there and vote. There it is.
I'll never look at him the same.
That is your sound check. Ghostbusters goes like this. You met someone, chatted, maybe a date or two, and then you got ghosted. Well, call the professionals. We'll track them down for you. Sam joins us this morning because Nadia ghosted you, Sam.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it. But I think the thing that's got me most hung up is not a lot of girls on dating apps, you know, they want to meet up. But Nadia was totally down, and we had two great dates. So I don't know where, you know, I was a gentleman. I didn't cuss. You know, I was just trying to figure out why the ghost job.
So you guys met not once, but twice for dates, and you say they went really well?
Correct. The first date was a nice little lunch on the sidewalk, and the second date was a restaurant that she wanted to go to that had a really nice, like, outdoor area and a back for, like, you know, eating outside. And it was, dare I say, romantic, but I think we had a great time. But last dinner, I got a good night text, and never heard from her again. So, you know, like, I asked a couple buddies, like, what I should do, but I don't want to come across, I don't want to be real, like, you know, I'm a gentleman. I don't want to be a stalker or, like, blow up her phone or anything, but, I mean, at the same time, I do want to know what happened.
And that led you to us, then.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, Sam, let's get you some answers. Hang on the line. We'll make the call next. Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. Our man, Sam, said that his first date with Nadia went so well, he got himself a second one. But then she ghosted him. So we're going to call Nadia right now. If she picks up, we're going to get Sam some answers.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Nadia?
Yes.
Hi, Nadia. My name is Benny, and I'm here with Greg. We host a morning show called Big Bay Mornings, and you are on the Ghostbusters right now.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what ghosting is and Ghostbusters is?
Yes, I listen to you guys all the time.
We appreciate it. So, yeah, looks like you're up this time for Ghostbusters, Nadia. We got hit up by a gentleman named Sam, and he said you guys went out on a couple nice dates. He thought things went great. But you have ghosted him since the last date.
I know I probably should have handled it better, and I'm so sorry.
Well, what did you, let us ask real quick, what did you think about Sam on these dates? Because he really thought they were nice and even romantic.
He's so sweet. He truly is. And he's not your average Bay Area guy, you know? And it's just...
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, he's a bit of a throwback, which is nice because he's so polite and he. But you know, he's also a bit of a caveman too. You know what I mean? It's like.
No, I don't.
Well, okay. Keep in mind, he's a really nice guy. He's really sweet. But, you know, like, because we met on Hinge. Did he tell you that?
No, I don't think he did, but...
Okay, so we met on Hinge, and when, you know, all the pictures he posted on his Hinge account are really cute, but when we met up, he's got this pretty grown-out, massive beard. So I didn't expect it when I first met him. I mean, but you know, it didn't bother me. It wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, I got a little freaked out over it.
It's the quarantine beard. Is he rocking what a lot of people are rocking right now?
Well, okay. So, okay, he's Sam is like a totally man's man. And he sort of eats like a savage, you know what I mean? And he, when he orders.
All right, so he's a caveman who eats like a savage, who has a massive beard.
Yeah.
That's what we've got so far.
It's a hell of an image. Define eating like a savage. What do you mean he's eating like a savage?
What I mean is, like, when he orders a rack of lamb, like, he's using his hands and he's going all in on that thing.
He's got sheep's blood all over his beard, his face.
I'm totally picturing some of those Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah. Like, he just hunted it himself, just killed this thing, and now he's eating it.
He didn't even order it. He brought it himself.
It's not even cooked.
Sorry.
It's cute and endearing, but, you know, it's a mess when you have a beard. And both times that we went out, there was food all up in his beard. And if I knew him a little bit better, and if it wasn't like a first or second date, maybe I would have helped get the meat out of my poor fellow's face. But.
Excuse me. Can I help you get the meat out of your beard, please?
I mean, are you exaggerating? Because I know we're exaggerating. But, like, how bad was it? Was it really bad? I mean, did he really have chunks of meat, like, all stuck in his beard?
On the second date, no joke. On the second date, you know, he went in to kiss me on the cheek, and I felt like a wet noodle on my face. That just pushed me, you know? And I know ghosting's not the best thing to do, and I you know.
I mean, he did sound like a nice guy, but I could hear it in his voice a little bit. Actually, I could see him being this kind of guy.
Vinny, here's the problem. He's on the phone. I don't even want to take him off hold. I feel horrible for laughing.
Oh, I think he knows we're just having fun. Sam, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, John. I was just checking the mirror, making sure I didn't have any errant wet noodles stuck in the beard. No.
Oh, my God. Please don't club us over the head.
No. I'm sure you guys can put together, you know, now that you have a great sense of humor. Another reason why I obviously wanted to not be ghosted by her. But, no, for sure. Like, I definitely have grown out my facial hair, but this is just like a Rona look, you know? I can totally trim this gone, no problem, you know?
Did you realize that there was meat in your beard on either date?
Like I said, I guess I'm glad I didn't order the lobster bisque. I think Nadia's just, you know, using heaven's fun, and I'm sure, yes, I got a little down and dirty with those ribs. I mean, the rack of lamb, rather. But, I mean, I think, you know, I'm a guy who sees meat on the bone. I mean, move a fork and knife. You know, use a fork and knife. You got to use your hand.
I agree with you. We talk about this all the time, like with chicken wings and stuff. I'm going all in.
Okay, chicken wings is different than lamb chops.
I'm doing the same. I'm doing it with a T-bone steak.
On a date. No way, dude.
Yes,
on a date? You're
on a date. No, but
exactly. Let's say with your friends. If I go out to Ruth's Chris with you and you get the T-bone, you are not grabbing that thing with your hands and eating.
Oh, I am.
No.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, you'll be sitting by yourself.
No, I want to be sitting with Sam.
You and Sam. Yeah, you can feed each other. So, I will say this, though, Sam. Like, I didn't grow mine out super long, my beard, but I did definitely let it go for a month or two during quarantine, and there would be times that I'd be eating, and I would, you know, walk away, or my wife Vanessa would tell me, I would have, a noodle or something, some, you know, sour cream in my beard. You just don't feel it. You don't know.
I'm right there with you. I mean, for sure, but had I known that I was, I guess, that unkempt on the date, obviously I would have excused myself or wiped my face with a napkin or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally on. Like I said, it could be gone. Like, again, that's just stuck in the beard. I mean, the beard, that could be 86, no problem.
Nadia, he likes you. He's willing to shave that beard right now for you.
I think that's great. And yeah.
Well, great enough to maybe see him again if he shaves the beard.
You know, I would. I really would.
Yay!
I don't want any more pimples on my face, though. But you know,
no.
I can get that.
No, problem. I'll tell you what, I'll shave this right off, and I'll shoot you a selfie when we get off the air here after I hit up the restroom.
All right.
Cool.
Well, and he's so nice. You're so nice, Sam. Not that you're not nice, Naughty. You're funny. He's nice.
Well, no, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Well, look at that. Another happy ending to Ghostbusters. All right, guys. Nadia, thanks for talking to us on the radio this morning. Sam, thanks for reaching out. And good luck to the both of you.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.